review, positive education, all things that are good, this life and beyond. The Shining Squirrel Podcast proudly presents.
It's the Carlo Driggs Voodoo Dance Party number 10. I'm Wayne McKinnon, your master curator of the archives.
And I am Jersey Mike on the East Coast, what is known as the junior curator of the archives, of a gentleman that has spanned decades and deserves a lot of credit.
He does. And we're going to kick it off first with, we're going to do, like we did last time, we started out with Louis Go Home's edition selection for the podcast, and we're going to do it again. This is from Expo 1986. It's a whole different Beatles medley. The first one we did last podcast was an early Beatles medley. This is kind of mid-career, so see if you could identify the songs in here. They're pretty good. This is 5 minutes of Beatles medley. You ready?
Ready to roll.
Okay. I'm glad you turned down just a little bit, boys. Okay. Maybe I can sit down and enjoy this next medley. This is one of my favorite medleys. Beatle medley. That's right. We're going to do some more Beatles songs now. See if this brings back a few memories for you. You boys ready? Fire them up.
Thank you.
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, 1964. Everything sounds good to me. Hey!
All right, can you name the three Beatles songs that they did in that medley?
The only one I think I heard was Help or Yesterday.
Well, those two weren't in there at all.
Okay, you know what? I think I need help because it's Yesterday today.
The three songs were It's Getting Better, Lucy in the Sky of Diamonds, and then featuring Omar on Sgt. Pepper, Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Okay, well, that's good.
I think that's a nice rendition. I eventually, so let's get to the little update part. I do have in my possession now purchased the cassette recorder that will transfer the tapes to a memory stick, and then I can plug them into my computer and download them, thus bypassing the static that gets caused due from a USB port plug into the computer. So that will be taking place soon. Why am I saying all this? Is because I'm getting ready to leave town soon. I'm going to go visit the folks. You get back right about the time I leave, right?
You know what's bizarre? I'll be back Tuesday night, your time, our time, 6 o'clock. You'll be leaving the next day.
48
and then
hours.
My parents are leaving the same day you're coming back on the 9th. So me and you have a lot of catching up to do in a good way. Because, you know, as Carlo would say, always take care of your family, you know, because he was a big person with his family, as you could see. He wanted to make sure, and I still think he does. That's why he gave it to you, one of his best friends, if not his best friend, to take his memory and push it alive so his daughter could maybe get a college education. Maybe she sings. Who knows? But I think you are gifted by this one.
You know, I think we're all gifted by Carlo's music, and it just blends out and comes out to a good thing. I mean, it's like listening to that medley there from the Beatles of what Louis Go Home has provided. I got a lot of live concert tapes I'm going to be tapping into. We'll be using for the live rock portions here of PRR and the boys. I know he's got a lot. There's one song that I don't have, and maybe Louis Go Home could dig this out of one of his live concert tapes. And that is when the Raiders covered Born in the USA.
Oh, wow.
That's like an elusive track I just don't have it. It's not in my collection. So, anyway, it would be a fun one to
hear. Is that maybe like Squirrel Serendipity to tell Louie, we need this?
It could be. And I did see him perform it several times, but it's like I just didn't have my Walkman with me or a decent recording bit of hardware. So.
Wow.
Anyway, when Carlo was growing up, he was influenced a lot by, air quote, Ricky Ricardo or Dizzy Lou when he would watch I Love Lucy, and he would see all the Copa down at the Copa Club. That's why he and Tommy Perez did an album called A Night at the Copa. And we're doing the last five songs from this album, which is basically, air quote, unreleased. If you were lucky enough to have seen Carlo and Tommy perform live in the Miami, Florida area, he sold some of these CDs, so you might actually be one of the few, the lucky, that have one of these CDs or even have it autographed from Carlo.
That's probably like a rare find.
That is. So anyway, let's kick it off with this is going to be tracked. The last five songs, there was 9 songs on it. Go to the previous podcast if you want to listen to the first 4 songs. And this was Delilah, the Tom Jones song, and he is... He is staying very true on this recording to what he did for his version of it. He did it, the KOOL-FM Caravan of Stars in Tennessee. Very close to it. Let's take it. Thank you.
Toque su guitarra, hombre. I saw the light in the night as I passed by her window. I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind. She was my woman. As she deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind. My, my, my Delilah. Why, Delilah? I could see that girl was no good for me. But I was blind as a slave that no man could free. After that man drove away in the night I was waiting, I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. The knife in my hand, and she laughed no more. My, my, my Delilah. Why, Delilah? So before they come to break down the door, forgive me, Delilah, I just couldn't take anymore. Laugh no more.
And there you have Delilah in a whole different rendition. And, you know, as time has gone by, Carlo's voice has just gotten better and better, even back to the Raider days, even back to the Cracker days. He's gotten more ranged and more dynamic with it, and I think this is almost one of his best records.
You know what that sounds like to me, senior curator? That just sounds like pure ecstasy. I love that song and the way he's playing that, like, you know, like just jamming. That just relieves you of stress, man. Yeah, really does.
I mean, as Tommy Perez is playing all the instruments, but then Carlo's vocal is part of the arrangement, part of the instrument, you know? That's what he would always do. He would not just sing a song. His voice would become part of an instrument of the track. Of whatever it
be. Very well put. Very well put. His voice is an instrument of the track. I like that.
So here's track number six, Ain't That a Kick in the Head, another Sinatra classic one.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head is spinning. I go to sleep, I keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. The sun shining up to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head is spinning. I go to sleep, I keep grinning. If this is just a beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's picked out a king-size bed. She's telling me we'll be wed. Ooh, I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. And tell me quick, ooh, ain't that a kick? Tell me quick, ain't that a kick in the head? Yeah.
I love that song. Every time I hear it, I love the lyrics. The expression, ain't that a hole in the boat, I think to myself, I'm going to start saying that to myself or whatever the situation is and see if we can make it come back. Ain't that a hole in the boat, describing a bad situation of something.
Vegas Vacation, George Papadopoulos. No, George something. They just played that song. And the kid had the fake IDs and everything. They used that song. Wow. You talk about squirrel serendipity. I'm coming to Vegas from Atlantic City. Wow. It doesn't get better than that.
Well, that is not a hole in the boat.
I hope not.
So here's our next one here is Love is Here to Stay.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and the day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time dreams may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay. Telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time they go. But oh my dear, love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time, the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay. Love is here to stay.
Now, doesn't that song just take you back to the Sleepless in Seattle soundtrack? I don't know if it was actually on the Sleepless in Seattle soundtrack, but...
Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, right?
Yes, yes.
And yes, it does.
I think, you know, I'll look into it. Maybe I won't. Anyway, that's what it reminds me of, that track. Number 8, second to the last track on the album here, of A Night at the Copa, with Carlo Driggs' album with Tommy Perez. Here is Love Me Tonight.
That it's late and I really must leave you alone, but you're good to hold and I feel such a long way from home. Yes, I know that our love is still new, but I promise it's gonna be true. Let me stay, don't you send me away. Oh, no, no. Tell me, baby, that you need me. Say you'll never leave me. Love me tonight. Hold me now, my heart is aching, and until the dawn is breaking, love me tonight. And something is burning inside, something that can't be denied. I can let you out of my sight, darling. Love me tonight. I've waited so long for the girl of my dreams to appear, and now I can hardly believe that you really are here. Here in my arms you belong. How can this feeling be wrong? Darling, be kind, for I'm out of my mind over you. Tell me, baby, that you need me. Say you'll never leave me. Love me tonight. Baby, now the pain is stronger. I can't wait a moment longer. Love me tonight. And something is burning inside, and something that can't be denied. Can let you out of my sight, darling. Love me tonight. Let me love you, baby. Let me love you, baby. Let me love you tonight. Love me tonight.
Another enduring love song. About trying to get lucky.
Yeah, you know who just died recently? Valerie Harper, too. Rhoda.
I heard that. She passed away. She was 80 years old. It's sad.
And that kind of brings you back into her music, you know, like one of those ripping, roaring 60s, 70s music. Wow, Carl's voice, man, covers a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, this album, I'm going to say this is probably one of my favorites. I mean, you know, you fall on one side of the fence, it could be the more rock side, could be the more funk disco side, or it could be this, you know, this Americana Saint Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett type stuff. And I am actually growing more and more fond of it, more and more fond of it.
Well, look, Tony Bennett worked with Lady Gaga. That's a clash you don't think you're going to see every day.
Yeah, always.
And I wonder who Carl worked with that we don't know about that you might discover in the box of tapes you have.
You know, that will be interesting to see. I do know, well, we'll talk about what's going to be coming up in the next two post-podcasts after the last track here, which I think is properly titled for a closing song on an album, The Curtain Falls.
Off comes the makeup. Off comes the clown's disguise. The curtain's falling. The music softly dies. But I hope you're smiling. As you're filing out the door, 'cause as they say in this biz, that's all there is, there isn't any more. We've shared a moment. And as the moment ends, I've got a funny feeling we're parting here as friends. Your cheers and laughter will linger after. They have torn down these dusty walls. If I had this to do again, and the evening were new again, I would spend it with you again. But now the curtain falls. Your tears and laughter I was made for this. Nothing else would I trade for this. And just think, I get paid for this. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you one and all. Thank you.
Now, didn't Sinatra used to close his shows with that song, The Curtain Falls?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Wow, yes, he did. Does did?
Does
wow.
Did. Does did still somewhere. So, what's going to be coming up for the next two podcasts is when Carlo would do the shows in Tennessee, he came up with a collection of tracks that people wanted to buy his Time with the Raiders songs. That's what he was doing there. He put out, I say we, because I kind of helped him along with this, assisted him, put out a collection called Collection, which started with a K. He liked that. Coming up with another show that he was doing to try to take a different CD to offer, there was a tape that went back to 2010 that he gave me. It was a tape that he sang a bunch of more standards of Sinatra for his mom on Mother's Day. The audio recordings were good enough. I cleaned them up, got them organized, took some of the other tracks that were on the tapes from 2010 that he gave, and basically we started to try to put together what was going to be collection number two, Love. It was going to be called Sinatra and Love, kind of a combination of the two. So that will be the next feature. I got to pull it out from where they are, deep within inside the Gmail Google archives. And we'll present the first half of that album that's really never been heard in an ensemble, and then the second half in the next two podcasts. So, anyway, until we return, be safe. Anything else you want to add, Jersey Mike?
Yes, from Jersey, from Sinatra. He did it his way, like Carl.